I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's windy, cloudy, 65 degrees, KSL's top story. We're learning more about what happened to Pioneer Park this morning when the blocks around the park were shut down. There was a stabbing and a shooting. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
Officers were called to Pioneer Park after a report of a stabbing, and when officers arrived, they say a man who had a knife became aggressive, and after a short time, shots were fired. Police Chief Mike Brown says the body cam footage shows the man charged at the officers with the knife, even though they repeatedly told him to put it down. The woman who was reportedly stabbed before the officers arrived was helped by nearby construction workers, then taken to the hospital in critical condition.
Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she's seen the body cam video and believes the officers made the only decision they could. Clearfield police say a one-year-old who died after being run over by a family member in the driveway said this was a tragic accident. Investigators say the family was gearing up for a camping trip when the child got out of the backyard and was hit when someone went to move a car in the driveway. The child died a short time afterward. Clearfield police say this appears to be a total accident, and they're sending their condolences to the family. The drought has us worrying about these wildfires, and all the fires have some people worrying about bad air quality. Here's KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer.
Air quality is only in moderate today, which isn't bad enough for any warnings to be issued, but the Division of Air Quality warns smoke from any wildfires could mean high concentrations of particulates that aren't good for anyone, especially those with existing heart or lung issues. Air quality for the next 3 days stays in moderate in Davis, Salt Lake, Tooele, Utah, and Weber counties.
You want to check the air quality? Simple. Just Google KSL Air Quality Network. KSL News Time 602 turns out the Pack Creek fire, the one south of Moab, was caused by an unattended campfire. Fire officials say it's burning strong, lots of dry fuel behind it, 0% contained, and wind is fanning the flames. It's burned through 650 acres. Three structures have been lost, several campgrounds evacuated, and some mountain loops are closed. And we're just now learning the Benyon Creek fire burning near Schofield is threatening about 100 seasonal homes. A mandatory evacuation has been ordered for Aspen Grove, which is a community of cabins nearby. KSL's top national stories. The FBI director suggested there are serious charges coming in the investigation into January 6th.
FBI Director Christopher Wray answering questions from the House Judiciary Committee about threats facing the agency and what could have been done to stop the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Wray saying that ideological threats of violence are a top concern, but also says the FBI won't go after those who exercise their right to protest peacefully.
The FBI does not and should not police ideology.
Wray noted that while the majority of protests were peaceful during the height of the racial justice movement last summer, there was violence in Portland, just like on January 6th. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
10 Republican and Democratic senators say the Biden infrastructure deal is back on track. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney joining five Democrats saying they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They say it would be fully paid for without raising taxes, but so far not saying exactly in both houses of Congress.
Republicans are mostly hung up on the cost of the package. They're unwilling to undo the 2017 tax cuts. After a federal judge overturned California's assault weapons ban last week, the state is now appealing the case, and Governor Gavin Newsom blasted the judge today.
And we need to call this federal judge out. He will continue to do damage, mark my word.
An angry governor called Judge Roger Benitez a lobbyist for the NRA. Prices are up for Uber and Lyft, with demand back after the drop last year. ABC News transportation correspondent Gio Benitez here.
Buckle up. Prices on car services like Uber and Lyft skyrocketing as both major rideshare companies face an unprecedented driver shortage. E-commerce company Rakuten analyzed its data, finding that nationally it's seeing up to a 40% hike in rideshare pricing. And some big cities like L.A., Chicago, and New York are at times seeing double that.
Both Uber and Lyft are trying to hire back drivers who left during the pandemic. UTA's S-Line streetcar, which goes through Salt Lake City's east side, now runs on 100% renewable energy. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz with the story.
The line runs parallel with 2100 South from Sugar House to South Salt Lake, and the streetcar now gets all of its power from Rocky Mountain Power's solar and wind farms.
This is equivalent of taking hundreds of cars off the road every year. But it's not just about reducing congestion and emissions. It's about our quality of life in Utah.
The chair of UTA's Board of Trustees, Carlton Christensen, says making transportation clean is a huge piece of solving pollution and climate issues.
This is a great milestone for UTA as we continue our commitment to implementing a more clean energy into our transit network.
UTA also says they're working on more clean fuel and electric transportation. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And we're working on the trip home. Ricky Meese is watching the screens. How's the drive?
Yeah, it's just been really rough. One accident that's been causing unusual delays is one we've been watching, monitoring. We don't have a traffic camera there, but this is a crash that has turned fatal, and we have big backups in both directions. It's on Highway 40 in Wasatch County. It's a little north of Heber, but both sides of the roadway seeing unusual delays. So that's a spot that if you can avoid that area, you want to, and use an alternate route traveling between Summit and Wasatch counties if possible. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 6:06.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.